Monday to you too, Mitch.
Thanks.
We both made it.
We did.
Hey.
Sorry.
Just mumbling our names.
Yeah. It's Monday.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have glasses.
I don't.
It's just so, once I realized that.
Is it weird?
No. Yeah. Only a little.
Look, I don't have glasses, so then I can do this. Booyah!
But now you're that guy.
Who wears sunglasses inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You're the drummer from that thing you do.
He was played by Ethan Emery, and he was a very good actor.
Yeah. He was. But now you're wearing sunglasses inside.
I would never do that. First of all, my eyesight is terrible, so wearing sunglasses inside any building is stupid. But, yeah. I don't know how I feel yet. Got contacts. And they gave me these like super industrial ones that I'm supposed to be able to use every month. Like
without even taking them out.
Yeah, but I've been taking them out every day.
Good.
Because I want to make sure that they're clean because that's gross.
Yeah, that stresses me out because don't they get really foggy and like look like there's like literal clouds inside?
I think so, yeah. Okay. And your eyes need to breathe anyways.
Right.
So yeah, these are monthlies. So you can have them but apparently they're like thicker because they're supposed to be more durable and industrial.
So is your depth perception all off?
Kind of. You know when you like get a new prescription?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Everything's in 4D.
It's like those goggles that you had to wear in like middle school so you wouldn't drink and drive someday.
What?
Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Okay. They're these goggles and they're like literal like you're using machinery or something to like cut tools and stuff. They're those kind of goggles and you put them on and it's supposed to make it seem like you're drunk and you try and walk a line and it's like, don't do this, kids, because otherwise this is what'll happen when you're drunk.
Well, that's dumb because I feel like kids would think it's a game.
Right?
It's not a game. It's very serious.
We all wanted to wear the goggles. Every one of
exactly,
us.
Exactly. See?
Sixth grade.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm... Seriously, but that's how like a new prescription is. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's weird. It's throwing me off. I've mostly been lying down. Just kidding. I got to broadcast live at Sagebrush this weekend for the Born to Run.
How'd it go?
It was awesome. It was great. There was a ton of people out there.
That's good. Were you able to give away those passes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It was a blast.
How dare I question such a thing?
No, it was great. So we had fun, hung out with Darren. What'd you do this weekend?
I did something that I didn't think it was gonna go like this, but I watched The Avengers.
No!
On Blu-ray.
You watched The Avengers finally?
Yes.
For the first time I ever watched The Avengers.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen Iron Man or Iron Man 2.
No, I haven't. And I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't want to tell you like this, but I told you on air so you couldn't completely freak out.
Oh, no. I'm still going to completely freak out on you off the air.
Okay.
You weren't supposed to see that without seeing Iron Man 1 and 2.
I know. I didn't know what to do. I was pressured into it. He made me do it. My husband. He made me do it.
He made you do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Kelly, is he awake?
No.
Let's wake him up.
No.
Let's call him.
He's very upset.
I'm just kidding. I won't do that.
you're going to get some crazy things out of him.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So you saw The Avengers?
I saw The Avengers, and it was nothing short of amazing.
See?
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't even know because you... Agent Coulson and...
I know, but he... Never mind. I can't say that.
Phil? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How you guys doing? Hey, Steve-O. Hey,
Mitch. I guess I feel betrayed right now, to be honest, so I'm doing minorly okay, but actually not really.
Oh, that's better than bad, you know what I mean?
It is better than bad. It's so positive.
Is that how you get out of asking him why he's not doing so well?
Oh, yeah. So, hey, what's going on down there, Steve-O? Someone getting a headache down there?
What?
No.
Is anyone having a headache or what?
No! No, I'm frustrated.
What's the matter, Steve-O?
I'm frustrated. Yes. There, Matthew.
Is it Mitch that's causing it?
It is. My boo-boo. Does he sound like Yogi Bear? Because yeah, that came out weird.
Yeah, you guys are very funny.
Yogi and Boo Boo, bears. It was less awkward. I'm going to go sit in the corner.
Yeah, it's still on. Yeah, I mean, it's still on Boomerang.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're talking about the cartoon.
Okay, good.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, my goodness. How was your guys' weekend?
This is what we're discussing right now. Mine was fantastic until I found out I was betrayed by a very dear friend of mine who watched a movie without me and watched a movie without watching Iron Man 1 and 2 first to fully understand the scope of the film.
Well, that's crazy. If you don't watch the one that actually explains it, then you're not going to understand the movie.
Right. So she thinks she saw a movie that was amazing, but she doesn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Harry Potter. If you don't watch the first movie, you're not going to understand the rest of the series.
Oh, I started with movie 7.
Yeah, I mean, my mom has been reading those books, ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since they came out.
Oh, man. That's a long time.
Yeah, she has a full collection in the den.
Nice.
So, taking up the entire bookshelf.
All
it's
right.
A small bookshelf.
Hey, can I get a shark request, Steve?
Yeah, yes.
Think you guys can play Kids Can't Sink or Swim.
Ah, yes, Kids Sink or Swim.
Okay, I'll see you guys. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Right? Oh, yes, you will.
Have
yes, you
day,
will.
Hey, you
Steve-O.
Too.
All right.
Aww.
Bye.
Hey, hey.
Bye.
Hey.
Yeah.
Say bye to Mitch.
Oh, bye, Mitch.
Bye.
Man, you just... Oh,
he totally just hung up. He hates me. Does he think? Do you think he knows it was me that saw the Avengers without seeing Iron One?
I can't believe you did that.
I'm sorry. I didn't want it to happen like this. Okay, here's what happened. I was like, I'm going to make dinner. And so my husband was like, great, I'm going to go get us something to drink. And he brought me back Cherry Dr. Pepper. Yes.
Nice.
And then also he surprised me with the Blu-ray DVD of the Avengers. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, no. And my brother-in-law was over, and he was super excited because he knew I hadn't seen the Avengers. And I was like, it wasn't supposed to happen like this. It wasn't supposed to happen. And it did, and I'm really sorry.
Whatever.
No, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I am.
There's so much that you just don't even know.
I know. I mean, I don't.
No, you don't know. Because you don't know. So it was amazing to you?
It was amazing. And I love that, like, I feel like I know Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Even though I don't. Because of his movies. In every movie, there seems to be some sort of, like, or in every movie, they seem to really give the person the focus when they're making a joke.
Yeah.
Not so with Joss Whedon. Yeah. You just have to catch him.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Yay! High five! Now you have to go backwards and see Iron Man 1 and 2. Pretend like they're prequels.
Okay.
There you go.
This came out after, but it's actually before. Okay.
It's a prequel.
See, okay, what I didn't like... Well, okay, what I guess I appreciated about his character was that he was the person that was like the most obvious jokester.
Yeah.
Which I really... I appreciate it, but it was like he was there for the people who wouldn't understand the other jokes that were being made.
Yeah, and he was like the super self-centered... Like for two whole movies, he's been like this jerky self-centered... egotistical Tony Stark.
He was like
therefore,
that.
Therefore, to have him be the dude. Oh,
man. He was like that in Sherlock Holmes, too.
Ruined it. You ruined
just
it.
Just saying. Same
it's not
character.
As good now.
I'm sorry.
The world is in chaos.
It is.
So is Meat Math, apparently.
Thus, we will play this song.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, it's Monday.
It is.
We got a lot to talk about this morning, including some QR codes in strange places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Kids Sink or Swim right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch. What? And Superman.
Where? Lies.
Right what here.
Oh, no. No.
I played that music because I was going to talk about the Avengers real quick.
But that doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. It's not even the same universe.
Okay. I was trying to explain this, but I'm not knowledgeable enough to explain this to my brother-in-law because he was watching it with us. I was like, so this is Earth. He goes, yeah, of course it's Earth. I'm like, but Gotham City isn't Earth. He goes, what? Yeah, it is. I'm like, no. I had an 8-year-old explain it to me. Yeah. It is not Earth.
Well, it's Earth. It's just a different Earth.
Right. That's world.
Right.
Not Earth.
No, it's a different Earth because it's a different
Earth
universe.
Earth 2? Earth. So it's a parallel. It's a. They're both Earth parallel universe. No,
no,
because it can't be parallel.
They're not even the same. No.
Okay.
Well, no, because Gotham would be Chicago and Metropolis, where Superman's from, would be New York City.
Right?
But in Marvel, it's just New York City and Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just never going to happen for me. This is like speaking a new language.
Here's what it is. It's two different companies, so of course they're not in the same universe. Because they don't ever make money that way. Hello. Hello. Zever. Oh, there you go. Hey. Hello.
What?
Hey, there you are.
It's a pretend Earth. It's not a different Earth or a different universe.
Yeah, it's a different one.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a pretend Earth.
There you go.
My mind is not getting this.
What do you mean?
It's just
that it's pretend, that it's make believe? Loki's not real.
What?
Loki's not real, I'm sorry. Thor's not real.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're not real. My 8-year-old grasps that one, so I'll pray for you.
Thanks, but pretty sure you're wrong.
So you loved it.
Yes, I did. I really, really did.
So when they do the second one, you're just going to have to go hang out at Uptown, apparently.
Yeah. I'm just really upset. I'm really upset that they were in town for so long and I didn't see them once.
Actually, you know what? Never mind, because I was going to say that, but Joss Whedon was always at the Borders there at Uptown, and that Borders closed down, as did all Borders.
He was at
Joey saw him a bunch, talked to him a few times.
Dang. Well, here's the thing. I don't know what Joss Whedon actually looks like.
Oh, really?
So if I went with my brother-in-law, I totally would have, because we actually did take my brother-in-law to a few like S-Bucks just to like hang out.
See if you'd see anybody?
Yeah, he is obsessed with Joss Whedon. So, and he has
so
been.
So weird.
For like a few years. Like,
yeah, but like stalking people's,
Buffy.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah, but not for Joss Whedon apparently, because he didn't care.
See, the funny thing is, Joey, for some reason, everything cool happens to my friend Joey Belville.
Yeah.
Echoing Green.
He's like right place, right time.
Yeah. Mostly because he used to work at Uptown. So, you know,
he was always there.
He was on break at the Bucks one time and Adam Levine came in. They were just driving through town.
I'm walking out. Are you kidding me?
They were driving through. They had a show in
my heart
Oklahoma,
just dropped into my stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, wow. And this is Joey's quote. He was probably the most attractive man I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm like, what? No, I'm serious, bro. It was weird.
Because he's really tall. Yeah, huh?
It was really weird, he said. It was awkward. Because he's like, hey, you're that guy from that one band and that show. Let's see, who else? Joss Whedon, of course.
Okay.
One of the cast members of Scott Pilgrim randomly helped her. Yeah, it's always random. It was always weird.
Yeah.
He'd always have the cool stories. It's like, what? Yeah, the dude from Tron came in.
See, I don't know why I'm freaking out. My brother-in-law used to work at a casino.
Uh-huh.
And actually, he still might. I don't know. I haven't kept up with work issues.
Yeah.
But he would... most of the time, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, all these people would come to his table and just play. So...
Okay.
And I was never jealous over that.
I want to talk about something because this is reminding me of this. Running into people... Or seeing somebody in like a crazy place.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
In a crazy place.
Okay. According to a survey by Harris Interactive and a teleconference provider called RadVision, 40% of Americans participate in video conferences for work.
Right.
Have you ever had to do a video conference?
No, but I've had to do phone conferences.
Okay.
It's close.
Yeah.
Ish.
I've had to do a video conference.
Okay.
Not here, but in my lifetime of work. I've had to do one. Here's the deal. Apparently, a lot of them way too casual about it.
Okay.
According to the survey, 1 in 5 workers say they dress more casually for a video call than they would for an in-person meeting, which that's not too surprising.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of surprising to me since all the video conferences I ever see are in movies and they're they're dressed really nice.
Well, to be honest though, you could have like a nice shirt and a tie.
It's like a newscaster.
No pants.
Yeah.
It's like seriously.
It's like a newscaster.
Newscasters don't wear pants?
They can wear shorts, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, because they only see you from like...
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. So really, you could fake it if you wanted to. Here's the problem though with that whole pants thing. 1 in 8 people... say they do video conferences from the bathroom.
Oh, that's gross.
The bathroom.
I have to assume that they're not going to the bathroom, but I can't be sure.
Well, why else would they be in the bathroom?
Maybe they're putting on makeup, getting ready for the day.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, more than one in three people, 35%, say they think it would be fine to do a video conference sitting by the pool.
Okay. Oh, but that means you're like in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 13% of people, one in eight, said they have done a video conference while they were in the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man.
That's creeping me out.
Yeah. Men tend to dress more casually for video conferences than women do. Not surprisingly, young employees are more likely to do a call from the bathroom than older people.
What's happened to our youth?
Yeah, it's weird. According to experts, it's because video conferencing is still a relatively new technology. The etiquette rules are still evolving. But I don't like answering the phone in the bathroom, much right. less a video conference from the bathroom.
Have you ever answered the phone while in the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Mostly on purpose. Because I'm like, dude, what? Echo, can you hear that? Call me back later. And it has to be like, Joey.
Right.
Or Chrissy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Has to be hilarious and I have to be comfortable with the person.
Yeah. Because
it's funny.
Okay.
Once.
Once.
But I would never seriously be like, yeah, so anyway, how you doing, man? Yeah, I was just calling to see how you're, yeah, awesome. Hey, why is it echoey? Oh, I'm in the bathroom. Yeah, I'm in the bathroom right now talking to you. That's weird.
Hold on, toilet.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. I got to wash my hands. Hold on. That's so odd to me.
That it really is.
I couldn't
weird.
Do it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about video conferences. I've only taken part once, so I feel like we need to start doing video conferences maybe. So our job feels like, you know.
Like, are we going to use FaceTime?
More serious-er.
Can we use FaceTime? Is that
yeah.
possible?
Why not?
Can you have multiple people on FaceTime?
On FaceTime? I don't know if you can right now. Because you can
definitely
do like that
later.
Google
oh, yeah.
talk thing
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a bunch of people. I don't know.
I don't know. Are we going to be able to really... do we have any reason?
To ever need to do a video conference?
Yeah.
No, but it's cool.
Video conference radio.
Yeah, video conference radio. Yeah, we're all in the same like 15 feet square.
Yeah.
So I guess we never really need to
you
do a video
You think it's really
conference.
That much, 15 feet?
Maybe for the DJ meeting today, I'll just sit in my office. Everybody like sits in their little place and then we'll just video conference.
Okay.
From like 12 feet away from each other.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
It really would.
Totally cost effective.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could be in the bathroom. I'll be in the bathroom since I really don't have like a specific...
Oh, yeah. You don't have a specific place. So.
Yeah. So I'll just go to the bathroom.
Okay, cool.
See how it works out.
The acoustics
out.
In there are amazing.
They are. So echoey. Make everyone sound great.
Wow. I can't believe we're talking about this. According to a survey by Harris Interactive and a teleconference provider called RadVision, 40% of Americans participate in video conferences for work regularly. 40%. We're the lame 60% who doesn't have a cool enough job to have video conferences.
So the rest of everyone.
Everybody else.
Everyone else just does.
That's rad. I want to do video conferences.
You know, that would be really cool. But the one phone conference I was on was boring.
Yeah. Well, that's because there's 12. I used to have to do them every week at my old job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every Monday.
There's like 15 people on the phone. And you're pretty much just sitting there listening, and then you zone out, and you're like, oh, gosh, I hope they didn't say anything. And then you want to ask a question, but you're not sure if they already answered that, so you just don't speak up.
Yep.
That was awkward.
Yeah, I worked for another radio station, and their headquarters was Anchorage, Alaska. So every Monday, we would do like a all gather around the telephone. But we never did video conferences, but phone conferences, that was it. You pretty much just sit there doodling.
Yeah.
And listening to everybody else talk.
Yeah.
So are you a FaceTimer though?
Not often. It's not often enough that I remember I have FaceTime.
Okay.
Because I've had it for over a year now.
Yeah.
And I've used it like maybe 3 times, but that's when I'm like, oh yeah, I have this. So
yeah.
I'll like randomly FaceTime a friend at home that I know they're at home and they have their Wi-Fi on. That's when I'm like, hey, I'm at home too. Let's talk.
One time Joey went away for Thanksgiving or Christmas. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, dude, I want you to meet my family. Because he was with his like family. He had meeting cousins for the first time. So he was with a bunch of people. And so he's like, we should FaceTime. All right, let's set it up this time. I want you to meet everybody. So I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Great idea. So in the meantime, I go out and get a costume. The costume consisted of a wife beater, a trucker hat. I got these like really huge cop-like shades. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The I shaved this really gnarly mustache because I had like fully grown out my beard. So I shaved this really gross mustache and then I rolled up a piece of paper like a cigarette. And so when I got to the video conference, I had this fake cigarette in my mouth wearing this like wife beater. Oh, I had stains on the wife beater. I have a picture of it because like Joey freaked because everybody else was dressed nice. It was Thanksgiving. Everybody was dressed nice for Thanksgiving dinner. And Joey video calls me and I answer just sitting there with like this really disgusted look on my face like, hey, man. And I was talking like that the whole time. And he was like, stop it. Knock it off. And I'm like, what, bro? You're the one who wanted a video conference. What do you want to do? And so I was like fake smoking and talking like that the whole time. And I wouldn't break character. He was so mad because this is like the first time I ever met his family. And this is the first time he was meeting some of his family members. But it kind of backfired because about halfway through, he told me that he had showed everybody our U-Rock videos.
Oh.
He's like, dude, people have seen the U-Rock videos. They know this isn't really you. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Static.
Is this Steve-O?
Yes.
Man, hey, I just want to tell you guys, I live in Texas now. I used to live in New Mexico, and I miss you guys' radio station, your morning show, so much.
Dude, where in Texas are you living?
Oh, man, I moved to San Angelo, Texas. It's like the middle of nowhere, West Texas.
Yeah, I was born in Lubbock, dude, so I know San Angelo.
Man,
I know it.
It's rough. I'm serious. We have like K-Love and some other one. I don't even know, but dude, it's just not the same. It's just not the same.
We will pray for you.
Do you listen to us online?
When I can, I do it when I can, but I mean, I try to get the app to work too, but my service is terrible out here, so.
Yeah, you're in San Angelo, so.
I've never even heard of that place.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's 4 hours from anywhere interesting or anywhere you've heard of, so.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Man.
We'll pray you guys get better technology.
Man.
Oh, man, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
You guys have a good day.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Guess
you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Right. Speaking of that,
coming up October 11th through the 13th, Static Decision 2012. I'm really excited about this,
me
man.
Me too. It's coming up so quickly.
It is. We're 2 weeks away?
2 weeks.
We're a couple weeks away.
Less than 2 weeks.
A couple weeks away from Static Decision 2012, and here's what it is. We're a listener-supported station, and we would love to be all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are online. We got an app going, which is cool. We're trying to branch out more and more, but we can't do it without your support. So if you love Static Radio, if you would like to support Static Radio, we're listener-supported. It's by your contributions, your donations, that we're able to do the things that we do, including continue to be on the air.
Like that.
We need money.
Like the previous caller just found out, you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Exactly. And
we don't want you to find out.
Yeah. I don't want to find out. I really don't, because I know what we've got.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. And I don't want that to
I'm so
away.
Thankful. So thankful.
Vote for Static Radio with your donation. You can give now, actually, early voting going on at mystaticradio.com. I want to thank everybody who's donated already. We're at $1,535 so far. For Static Decision 2012, early voting.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, October 11th through the 13th, we're going to hit this thing really hard. So right now, early voting going on. You can get your votes in right now at mystaticradio.com. Vote for us. Keep us in office because we love what we do.
That would be amazing, and thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to keep the music going for you right now. A Culture Shock, Death Cab for Cutie song called I Will Possess Your Heart. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys. That song is the best.
Ow.
That's the name of the song. It's called The Best. What did you do?
I don't know, but it hurts.
Wow. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Look, I'm in pain.
Ow, dude.
I couldn't get my headphones on. They hurt me.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I had a moment where I was like, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
At least you did that. That means you're growing up.
Thank you.
You're not a child anymore.
Aw. When was I a child?
Yesterday.
It was a pretty big milestone then.
Friday, maybe?
Okay.
Child Friday?
Well, yesterday I saw the Avengers, so...
Ah, yes.
So does that mean I grew up yesterday?
No.
Or that was childhood?
That's childhood. Oh, okay. That's the best kind of childhood.
Okay. I'm trying to make myself feel better right now.
Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh, how are you guys doing?
You know, it's Monday.
Dude, Monday rocks.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram of you.
Of me?
Yeah.
Where was I?
At the POD concert.
I saw
an uproar yesterday. I took Jack to his first concert, POD. 3 years old, dude, front row. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Amazing.
I'm going to be honest, dude. Best band ever. They should have headlined that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were amazing. And you know what was even cooler? Is Sonny was praying. I'm pretty sure he was praying right in the middle of their set.
It's pretty cool. Epic.
It was, dude. They had a rad energy, and the music was just, it was epic. Yeah, Dex hit me up just randomly after show. What a great weekend.
Right?
Yes, dude. I started out at the gym Sunday morning. Boom, let's go to church. My buddy, hey, you want to go to church? He's having some trouble. But yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, let's go. Went to Western Heights, where you, Mr. Steve-O, were giving the message, dude.
Yeesh.
And it was awesome, man. You did such a good job, dude. Seriously. Yeah, you did. And I'll tell you something. Okay, so what? Haven't been to church in like 2 months?
Right.
Something? And just randomly, it was on my heart. I'm like, and it just reminded me that no matter what I think I'm doing, it was just Jesus Christ just saying, look, buddy, you're in the palm of my hand. I want you to go over here right now, so you're going to go.
Yeah.
No one
can hear. There is construction work on Wyoming between San Antonio Place, Harper Drive, and Paseo del Norte.
Ooh.
And road construction left lane closed on Manal between 12th and 8th. As well as more road construction, another left lane closed on Yale Boulevard between Gibson and Sunport, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. It's right here. It's here. It's the first thing you see on the west side of the building.
Pretty much.
And it's awesome.
It is.
Burritos, stuff.
Parfaits.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Did I mention that they rock their own coffee?
You didn't.
It's pretty incredible.
Not just yet. They do. They roast their own coffee beans.
Yeah. It's really good.
Usually smells pretty good, too.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, 505-338-3669, the phone number to SOPO. Call them up, ask for the Steve-O, because it's awesome. Something like that. What are you doing?
I'm putting something on Facebook, but I need your input.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Is this the super awesome photo that we found from last week?
Yes.
It's kind of crazy?
Yes.
So we found this photo. I love when people capture things randomly, awesomely. Outfielder for the Washington Nationals was going up for a ball trying to rock a home run, right? Trying to steal a home run as it goes over the fence.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it. And as he was coming down, someone snapped a photo. And it's the weirdest photo I've ever seen.
He looks like he's straight up levitating.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Caption our photo.
Amazing prize pack in store for you.
Really?
Yes.
Or, you know, the new wedding record, which is amazing. Maybe we'll throw in a couple CDs.
Okay, fine.
So check it out. Caption our photo. Photo of the day. Funniest one. Totally going to hook you up with a brand new record from the wedding. It's awesome. Can I just say amazing the new wedding record is?
I haven't heard it. Oh, wait, yes, I have.
It is incredible. Just for cover to cover, probably.
Yeah,
right?
That's pretty much all I heard it.
Yeah.
And it sounded really great, but I'm just having a really hard time writing this. And so I'm going to multitask right now.
Okay. Can I just say something? You always make fun of me because I can't multitask. You are struggling to type and talk at the same time.
I really am.
This is the best.
Want the brand new wedding.
CD.
CD. I'm going to put record. Okay.
But we don't have a record. There you go.
This is ready.
Best caption wins. Most hilarious caption, best caption, whatever. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to hook you up with a copy of the brand new CD from The Wedding. This is a crazy photo.
Yeah, it is. We got a lot of great comments last week.
We did. And we got people's information. We got to send out the...
their stuff.
The prize pack from last Friday. We're going to do this regularly, we think. Maybe not every day. But
maybe not.
Whenever we feel like it. Whenever we find a cool enough photo that needs a caption. Like levitating baseball, man.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. All right. I want to talk about something that... I don't know how I feel about this, so I'm just going to go. And phone lines are open. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You know what QR codes are?
Yeah.
The thingy is that...
You have to have a QR reader.
Yeah, I just got one of those for my phone because I'm like, all right, I guess they're here to stay because I thought it was a stupid fad and,
right.
and go away. But they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, I saw one on like a telephone post.
Yeah.
I was really weirded out.
So... I've never seen them for this use, however. Lori Miller, she is an entrepreneur, I would say. She has decided, hey, why not make QR codes that you can attach to headstones?
Okay.
To keep your dearly departed ones close.
Okay, close to what?
Yeah. So the idea is this. She started this company, and they make these... copper-looking QR codes. If you don't know what a QR code is, basically it's those freaky squares you see that almost look like a barcode that you have to scan it with your smartphone or whatever, and it sends you to a website.
Okay.
So her idea is this. She launched this QR code thing that you can attach them to your headstone, and it will send you to a website that has photos of your loved one.
Or you could just send it to a random website.
Which would be hilarious.
I'm going to send mine to purple.com.
Purple?
It's just a purple website. That's it. There's nothing. It's just
really?
Purple.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there. So she hopes that other grieving families will do the same as her. She and her husband, Rick, are launching this new business to sell these tags. Visitors to a tagged grave can pull out their smartphone, scan the QR symbol, and be sent to a personalized webpage for the deceased where people can upload photos of them. Hey, this was a great photo of you before you were dead.
Oh.
And you send them to this website.
See
and
you
so
at your funeral.
When someone passes away, you can put this QR code on their gravestone and passerbys can, hey, QR code. Hey, this is what the person was. So I just don't know that I'd ever be at a gravestone in a cemetery and pull out my smartphone and go, oh, I'm so curious what Charles looked like.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that weird?
That kind of weirds me out. I've never hung around a
cemetery. Just like, I wonder what this guy's life was like.
Yeah.
This dead guy who's next to Gramps. Let's check it out. QR code him.
I guess if the option is available, I might.
Yeah.
But that means like go into their headstone, standing on the grave and holding their phone there, waiting for it to just catch.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, okay, Charles.
Cool. Oh, he liked fishing.
Yeah.
How sweet. Too bad he's dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's weird.
Then you get really sad stories.
Yeah.
Like, oh gosh.
They believe that it'll make the experience at a tombstone or gravesite one more memorable.
And personal.
And more personal, yeah. And happier. So Lori says that for her mom, Marilyn, instead of leaving her mother's gravesite depressed and teary-eyed, the technology has helped her remember good times with her mother. She says, now I feel when I come out, I get my smartphone, I look at mom and I say, Mom, what were you thinking? That hairdo years ago. Or I remember when you bought that dress. She says, I think you can feel better and walk away feeling better, maybe even laughing sometimes instead of just being sad at your family member's gravesite. So here's the question. QR code. Would you really want one on your gravesite? I don't know if I'd want strangers just like walking up to my grave like, oh, cool, Steve, right on.
Turns into
that's
like
what he looks like. Yep. It's that time for traffic.
The accident on Osuna Edith Boulevard Northeast, as well as construction work Wyoming between San Antonio Place, Harbor Drive, and Paseo del Norte.
Good job.
Norte. I'm not really Spanish. Road construction left lane closed, Manal between 12th and 8th. And that. Oh, nope. There's police activity.
Wantabo.
On Wantabo between. No, just at Manal. I can't do this.
Wantabo.
There's police.
You gonna be okay?
No, let's start
just
this
go.
Over.
Just go. I don't want to start it over.
No, I'm just kidding.
You were so close to being done.
There's police activity on activity. Why can't I talk? There's police activity on Wantabo and Manal. That is your look at traffic.
You're going to be all right?
No.
Traffic brought to you by
Sopo.
Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Yeah, they're pretty awesome. So we love Sopo around here.
Just got our stuff, our grub.
Just got our stuff from the soaps. It's good. The Captain soaps. Americano. I am well pleased.
It is iced. Making it Captain. What are you going to do when it gets too cold?
It's cold right now. You just wear warm clothes and drink your iced. I just don't like hot drinks because then it takes too long for it to actually cool down enough for you to enjoy it.
And then by the time you get to it, it's too cold and you're like,
it's warm. And then it's just gross because I think quite possibly the least favorite sensation in my life is burning my tongue.
Oh, yeah, because then you can't taste anything for 4 days.
Oh, it's the worst.
For 4 days.
It's the worst.
I agree.
Hey, we're talking about these QR codes that people are using for their headstones. I kid you not. You want to keep the dearly departed close to you? Why not get one of these crazy QR codes that are like bronze? You can get them in any color, really, that matches the headstone. But this couple launching a new business to sell the tags, you know, so that you can remember the good times. Keep your family members close. In fact, in the article that I found, they actually have a photo of one of the little QR things on this lady's grandmother's grave.
And you QR coded it.
I actually QR coded it and it worked, which is really weird.
It shouldn't be surprising, but it is because it's a picture of the QR code. It's not the actual QR code.
Right. But it still worked. That's what's crazy to me. So I went to this QR reader. This is basically what it is. For your gravestone, for your final destination, or at least your mortal coil.
Your what?
Your mortal coil,
what
your
is
body.
That? Oh, okay.
You know, it's the resting place for that thing that is just dead and decays and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Not the good parts, just that part.
The coil, okay.
So I QR coded this bad boy, and it took me to Virginia May Hacker. First of all, this better not be a joke, and my phone got hacked. But
hacker, get it?
Virginia May. And there's tons of photos. Look at the hacker family.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, they're dead.
Oh.
Yeah. This is from a gravestone. So she was born March 16th, 1916. She passed on March 19th, 2010. She was born to her parents, Harry and Laura Walls of Philly. She had a sister, Dorothy, who passed away. Dude, this is creepy.
Yeah, it's a lot of history.
This is her legacy. You get the entire thing. She married Joseph, had two children, Joseph and Marilyn. Joseph and Virginia were later divorced. She married the love of her life after that, Charles Hacker, in 1954. She and Charles worked blah, 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 blah. Grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. I'm learning everything I need to know about this woman. She had a sharp wit, great sense of humor. We will all miss her dearly. You can sign the guest book. Hey, I was at your gravesite.
But we weren't.
No, we weren't. I was at her fake gravesite.
You should sign it anyway.
There's also audio.
Okay.
You can play audio.
Oh.
I don't want to play it because I don't know what the audio is. There's video and there's photos. So basically, you can go to grandma's gravesite now and pop up this QR code reader.
How are you feeling right now, learning all that information?
I know way too much about this woman who is in the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think it's too much. I could be wrong. What do you guys think? 505-338-3700. QR codes making their way to a headstone near you. Would you want one on your headstone? I don't know.
I think I would want a QR code on my headstone, but I wouldn't want it to have any information about me.
You don't want it to be funny and comical and lead you somewhere random?
Information I'd want on it is maybe leading to like my YouTube account or something, which doesn't exist right now.
Great. Paul in Houston just totally freaked me out. He said, dude, QR codes are the number one way for hackers to access information on your smartphone. I do not do them at all.
But what if it's like one of those, has he Snopes that? Do we know? What if that's not true?
It could be true. It sounds legit. I almost believe it. Static.
Hello?
Static radio. Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi. So think about this. Your grandma dies when you're a kid. Okay. And you grow up and you go back to your gravesite and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a QR code. And you scan it and you're like, oh my gosh, there's all this history about grandma. And then you know all about her. So it's good for it.
Yeah, but then everybody knows all about your grandma.
But that's okay.
Okay.
Because she's dead.
All right.
It's
wow.
Very true.
Wow.
Very
obviously,
true.
Obviously, it's been very hard on you. Thanks for the
Thanks,
call.
Guys.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Paul in Houston says he works in advertising and marketing.
Oh.
He knows.
Are you sure, Paul? Are you
he knows.
Okay. But what if you... Oh, so any QR code,
yeah,
it hacks. Oh, that makes sense because it's like phishing. Like when you type in, like you click on a link on Facebook...
Uh-huh.
And then it takes you to some random site and says, actually, you have to log back into Facebook. And then you do. And then they have all your information.
Boom.
So it's like phishing with a PH.
Okay. I'm like,
not FI with okay. a PH. Yeah. Becca says, record a video from the grave, like before.
Like if you pre-buy your yeah. resting place.
Yeah. It's like, so if you're here right now, you're probably standing on me. I'm positioned like this.
That would be hilarious. Hello, and welcome to my final resting place. That would be rad.
That'd be hilarious.
See, videos like that would be funny. Okay.
See, I want funny. I wouldn't want, like, information.
I love what Tim says, because this is actually legit.
Yeah, it's...
So you could be like, hey, what's up? Welcome to my grave. Unfortunately, you have not reached... It's like an answer machine. I am not here. You have not reached me. I'm actually enjoying eternity with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here's why. And
yes.
then you could deliver the gospel. And that would be cool.
That would be very cool.
I'm down with that. Because there's actually a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, QR codes on gravestones.
That makes sense.
What do you think? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hello.
Hey, so forget using your mother's maiden name as your credit card stuff.
Right!
Question. But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, I can see where they think it's a good business model of, you know, kind of like a whole Ancestry.com thing, you know, and I can see a market for it. But, you know, in terms of me, I think I'm just going to burn my body, have the ashes disposed of, because I don't care about it anymore. I'm doing right. a lot better.
So, right on.
Yeah.
I hear you, my friend.
Yeah, no graves for me.
There you go. All right, thanks, man.
Bye.
Right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. See, I'm 50-50, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't care. I really don't. I don't care where my body is, what happens. However... As someone who lost my dad when I was 6 years old,
right.
he was cremated and we scattered his ashes out in the mountains on our property in Mora, which we sold.
Oh, so you
which
have-
we don't own anymore.
Right.
So I never had a place to, like, when I was a kid growing up, you know, you see in the movies and there's like that epic scene in the movie where the hero is standing before his, like, dad's grave right before he's about to turn into Spider-Man or something. And it's like that pivotal scene.
Yeah.
I never got that scene.
Oh.
I never had that scene. I didn't have anybody to talk to.
So you'd have to go
that
through
the, I thought.
Right.
You know?
So you'd have to go through the process of getting a headstone.
Yeah.
That sounds,
you know.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Static.
Dude, I would just put on there all the stuff I wanted to see but never did.
Just
so, like, people and, like, certain people in my family and certain, like, people that I know, or just weird stuff off the head, you know, that you think that you'll never say.
Yep.
So that's exactly what I do. But other than that, I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know, but if you had to do it. So, yeah, that's what I do.
I love it, man. All right. All the things, like your confessional or something. You're like, so, by the way, Mike, I was the one that took your iPhone. Also, I want to say... High school girlfriend, yes. Never mind. Yeah, dude, telling you. I don't know how I feel about that.
You are not that funny.
No
one likes you. Everyone talks about you behind your back.
Yeah. I don't know that. I see, because then all people are going to, they're going to go
like
up.
A jerk.
And exactly. If they don't know you, that's all they're going to think. That dude was a jerk,
I just can't
bro.
Imagine me caring after I'm dead, you know?
Right. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, this matter of the little barcode on the cement. I don't know if I'm good with it.
Yeah, why?
Well, if it was a family gravesite, maybe. Like a, you know, like a family cemetery. But the fact that people can get your information already, and then they're going to get... I look at it on the latter part. I look at it like, well, they're going to just get... They're going to prey on the grieving widow, you know, like that. And I think that if it's to stay, well, then you'll just have to put me out to sea.
Right.
Because... I think the guys, there's definitely a market for it. I agree with this.
Right.
There's a market for sure, but because technology is only going to get faster, like the bionic man. But there's always a market for it. But really, if you think about it on these terms, how much of a market will the government really let us as the consumer have? I mean, do they not already have enough of us? They got to get us. Do we go on 6 feet under, too, really?
You took a turn there.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, that was good. Just before 8 o'clock now, I just broke my chair.
It's been a long time coming.
Gosh, dude, I almost fell off backwards.
Great.
That would have been good.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, more of your comments on Facebook. There's some hilarious comments there, as well as caption our photo. We got the brand new record from the wedding. We got a lot going on today. It's Monday, cover to cover, coming up at 9 a.m. What do you want to hear? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got some POD on the way back. Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This construction work on Wyoming between San Antonio Place, Harbor Drive, and Paseo Del Norte. Stop! I'm trying to do traffic. Hold on.
Okay, go.
More road construction. The left lane is closed. On Yale between Gibson and Sunport, there's an accident on Osuna at Edith Boulevard Northeast. Police activity on Wantabo and Manal, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
I'm having a hard time.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Rocking some delicious Calvin.
So good.
Yeah. So, hey, we were talking about these QR codes for headstones. I don't know, man.
It's interesting.
Everybody's gotten some pretty hilarious ideas going on. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Lori Miller, her and her husband decided, hey, how can we exploit people in pain? Let's make a business that has QR codes for headstones.
Of course.
No, I don't know. She actually hopes that other grieving families will do what her and her husband had done. They actually did this themselves personally for her grandmother because they wanted to remember her. And so they put a QR code on her grandmother's gravestone, and it took you to a page where you could sign in. You could sign her guest book. Hey, I visited you, but you're dead, so you don't care. It's got photos. It's got audio. It's got video. It's got basically a life story of her grandmother. And so she said, hey, instead of going and being depressed when you go visit family members, now you can walk away. Oh, I remember that. That was fun. That was exciting. So we thought, what do you think? QR codes for headstones.
People have.
Would you do this?
People have different ideas. They're not going to be serious.
Yeah.
So, except for Tim, he put the salvation message.
Which was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Eric said that he said, yes, I would want a QR code and it would lead to, I can't remember how to say it, the ride to a
reserve. The Riders of Rohan? Oh, this is Rohirrim, right?
Rohirrim. On YouTube, so just like da da, and it'd be like some crazy
like the song,
yeah,
from Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
I like this.
It'd be pretty great.
Whoa!
Some bitterness just happened up in here.
Why?
Maybe you're not gonna have a good day. That's what this means.
Apparently not. Oh.
That's why he did that. So yeah, he said he'd want that to play at his funeral, and it would also make a lot of his friends laugh like really hard.
Yeah, that'd be great. I love that.
So,
I love Kevin's.
Kevin says it'd lead to a picture of whoever's next to me saying, He snores. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, but do you think the family of the people next to him would be like, hey, bro.
It's a free country.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro. Hey, sup, bro.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thebes would make it lead to a treasure hunt.
That would be awesome.
Like, wonder how old it is. Like, nobody would do it after, like, the first week because they think someone else already got it.
Whatever. It's like, what's that?
Caching.
Yes. I've never done that before, and I've always wanted to.
That'd be really awesome.
But any of my friends who have ever done that said, yeah, by the time I got there, it was, like, something lame or, you know, it was empty.
Yeah. It'd be cool, but...
We should do that someday.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Like a static thing.
I just have to find cell phone service from a company that actually would work. If you ever got near the mountains, mine just forgets that it's a cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, speaking like, of
did I play you hear, music. That's all it does.
Did you hear about kind of changing subjects? Not, yeah. Not a lot. Did you hear what the new Google Maps is doing?
No, because I have an iPhone and they hate each other.
I'm not sure if it's working, if it's happening with the Maps app either.
Yeah.
Leading people off of cliffs.
What?
And bridges.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. It's like, turn here, turn left, and drive off the bridge. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's literally leading people to drive off of bridges.
Yeah.
Which could lead to your death, and so you better get that QR code ready.
Yeah, and or... I see what you did there.
Thanks.
Yeah, except how many people would really... I have a hard time with some of these stories.
Turn left
like,
now.
People like, whoa, okay. And they do it, and they run into a building, or they run into... It's yeah. Like, come on, man, there's really? Not,
yeah.
You don't have common sense enough to know that if there's a building there, if there's a bridge there, you're probably not supposed to drive into it and or over it.
It says to turn right. I was following the instructions.
Wow.
A little bit too good of instructions.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
No.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about these QR codes for headstones to keep the dearly departed close to your heart. I don't know. I kind of wonder what I would do if I would do that. I've always said I wanted to videotape my eulogy before it happens. But then people would be like, come on, is this real?
Right.
Did he really die? Is he really, you know, like, hey, everybody, sup? Welcome to my funeral. Plus, you never know when you're going to go. So it's like 20 years old.
Changing.
People are like, I don't get that. I don't get that joke. It's like really old joke.
Well, if they don't get that, then maybe they shouldn't be at your funeral.
Right?
Because aren't they supposed to know you?
Allegedly.
Okay.
But doesn't that also take away from the purpose of the QR code?
Oh, yeah.
Good because point. It's family members and... Yet anyone can, like me, I did the QR code on the story itself, and it took me to the grandmother's page, basically, where we got all of her information on her marriages, her divorces, her kids, her grandkids, everything.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah,
I
didn't really care that much.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just me. But Isaac put on Facebook, he said, I would put a link to a YouTube video of an epic movie trailer of my life, but instead of saying, in theaters now, I would say, in heaven now, and it would be narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Because in Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
There you go.
I got it.
Okay.
I see what he did there.
See what he did.
Good job, really Isaac. Good job. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover. We've gotten some really good suggestions so far. From most people.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Spoken Dagger right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. It is Monday. We're talking about these QR readers.
Sorry.
QR codes.
I zoned out.
That's okay.
I feel like I'm dead. Ha ha.
Man.
That was bad.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you are on it today. High five.
No.
Okay, good, because you don't deserve it. It is Monday. It is here.
It is. It's already 8:30 at 9 o'clock. It's cover to cover.
That's right. What do you want to hear? Cover to cover, front to back, in its entirety. We're going to play an album, and we need your help. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You know, our job could be way worse.
Why?
Check this out. Nika.
Okay.
Has a rough job now.
Okay. What is she? She?
Sure.
Do?
Yeah. Crime fighter.
Oh.
Police officer.
Okay.
In Vaughn, actually. Vaughn, New Mexico.
Okay.
Small town in eastern New Mexico. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Police Chief Ernest Chris Armijo decided to step down this last week after news stories reported he wasn't allowed to carry a gun because of his criminal background.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Stop there.
What?
He's the chief.
He stepped down.
Because he can't carry a weapon.
Right. So now,
that's a problem, right?
Unfortunately, in Vaughan, New Mexico, the only person on the job right now isn't a person. It's actually a drug-sniffing dog, Nika, the only certified member of the police force in Vaughan, New Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. Stever.
Hey. I drove through Vaughan a couple times this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
Did you feel safe?
No barking.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah. There is not a single certified police officer in Vaughan, New Mexico right now.
Are you sure there's no state police station there?
It doesn't say in the story.
Well, there's no, like, police or sheriff there.
Yeah, no. There is one other officer, but they aren't certified, and they pled guilty to charges of assault and battery last year, so they're not allowed to carry a firearm.
Can they use a taser? A nightstick?
Those all sound like
non-certified officers cannot make arrests and cannot carry firearms. So
a citizen can make an arrest.
It says non-certified officers cannot make arrests.
I could make an arrest.
What?
He said a citizen.
A citizen
can make an
citizen's arrest. You've never heard of a citizen's arrest?
No.
I have to look that up. An attorney for the town says not having an officer qualified to carry a gun does not put Vaughn at risk. England doesn't allow police officers to carry guns, he said.
I guess it doesn't make sense, but...
That makes sense.
Sort of.
Sometimes the strongest weapon in law enforcement is communication, said the attorney.
It's true.
The attorney also said it's unclear whether Vaughn will keep the police dog, which had been in the police chief's care, but now with no police chief.
What is the dog going to do now? Just
I don't know.
Be a dog?
I guess. I'd be sad. He's been on the force for many years.
Lots of training.
Early retirement for the dog.
Definitely.
I guess.
I'm sorry for Vaughn, New Mexico.
Have you ever been to Vaughn?
No. Yeah. Have you?
No. No, and I don't know that I'm going to now at this point.
Can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
It's news to me that we have a Vaughn, New Mexico.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime in on the QR code conversation or cover to cover. It's coming up at 9 and we still need your suggestions.
Also...
Yeah.
Just to load on all... Just go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have a caption contest. Pretty cool picture that we found. Pretty crazy picture.
Yeah.
And best caption wins a prize. Probably the wedding CD.
Yeah.
The new...
Not probably.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We got copies of the new wedding CD to give away, so make sure you get there. Check out our photo caption. Follow us. You can follow us on Facebook. You like us there.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at mystaticradio.
That's right.
And
good times.
That's good.
I'm stoked. Also stoked for this one. Philip Phillips. Best worst name in the universe. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Anchor and Braille. Find me. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love that record.
Oh, it's amazing.
I am awaiting Anchor and Braille and or Amberlynn's return to Albuquerque. I feel like it needs to happen sooner than later.
Yeah.
But it's not going to.
It was supposed to.
It was.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. I'm not hurt. I'm not upset.
Amberlynn actually just jumped on a tour with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Which is amazing for them. That's so
direct
cool.
Support.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Like, they called them.
Yeah.
Like, Smashing Pumpkins called.
And said, hey, how's it going? Would you like to be our direct support? Which means it's Amberlynn and the Pumpkins on this tour.
So cool.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Sadly, not coming to Albuquerque.
Yeah, apparently we're not cool enough.
Because if ever there was a time to exploit friendships, it's the time when I would get to meet Billy Corgan. But apparently that time has not come because he's not coming to the state.
Yeah, closest they're getting is what, Denver?
Denver. Yeah, they're going to be playing Denver. October 16th, actually, the day the Vital releases their new record, which I'm excited for. We will be doing a cover-to-cover of Vital.
Oh, definitely. And probably talking to him, even though he'll be exhausted.
Yeah. We'll be bugging him during the week of their record release, for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing cover-to-cover. But in the meantime, we need a cover-to-cover for this morning. What do you want to hear? I think we've had most suggestions for Thrice from different people. So right now I'm leaning towards the thrice.
Yeah, and Thebe said that he'd rather just listen to Steve-O and Mitch, but us singing for an hour is just not what you want to hear.
Where would you want to, what do you want to start with?
I have to start with our rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay. Are we going to harmonize? Would I be doing the melody and you're doing the harmony?
Sure.
Okay, because I suck at harmonies.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I went high.
That wasn't the melody.
Sorry.
See, this is...
How I wonder what you are. Even though it's just a star. How I wonder what you are?
It's, well, obviously not where.
Or is it
like,
where?
We know
how
where.
I wonder where you are.
No, it's what.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Up above, the sky so high.
Those are stupid lyrics.
Really?
I got ripped off as a child. How I wonder what you are. You're a star. I just said it in the first line.
What is a star?
Static.
Steve, I do have a song request for you and for Mitch.
Okay.
Go ahead and sing something.
Okay, yeah.
Your covers or your karaoke's of the Creed songs are hilarious. Please do one.
A Creed song?
Creed song? Are you... Okay.
I'm not kidding. Mitch, I'm not kidding. They are hilarious.
Okay. I'm going to...
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We already got a request. Thank you for the call, by the way.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Maybe we will do cover to cover with us doing rendition of songs. How do we... I don't know Creed songs. I got to be honest. I fake listened to them when I was young. I didn't really...
Well, I just heard...
Oh, I know. Is that what's arms wide open?
The
news today... It seems my life...
Is gonna change.
I close my eyes. Begin to pray. I don't know how this song goes at all. I have no idea how this song goes at
then
all.
Tears of joy.
Oh, you sound awful.
Stream down my face.
Fired. Please
with
stop.
Arms wide open.
Oh, Lord, help me. Help me. This is
under
awful.
Under the sunlight.
No! Going down in flames. Down in flames. Okay. We just lost 17,000 listeners. And we only had 17,001. So Thebes is listening. That's it.
At least he's still listening.
Yeah, but he's dedicated, man. He's always going to listen, no matter what. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Here comes the Creed. Can't do it. You ready?
I don't know the song.
You got this. I believe in you, Mitch.
I don't know the song.
Hello, my hitters. I'm here now. I don't know how it goes. Sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What has happened to our show in the last 5 minutes?
We got a request.
We got a request from a listener for some Creed. By Steve-O and Mitch.
If you have another request, 338-3700, area code 505.
I'm going to bring in a guitar, and we're going to do this for real at some
request
point.
Request Live.
Heck yeah.
TRL, Total Request Live for Steve-O and Mitch, not Total Recall Live.
Which you can catch every Friday at noon.
Yeah, we're not ripping her off.
Static.
No.
Why do people keep hanging up on us?
They're so upset. They're just upset.
Can we talk about something?
Yes.
It's October.
What happened to this year?
I don't know, but it's already October.
You're about to have a baby.
I know,
well, not
bro.
You specifically.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be weird. But can I just... Oh, phone call. Let's see. Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how about Disciple? Draw the Line.
Draw the Line, Disciple.
I don't even know how that song goes.
I don't know how that one goes.
Can you
start it and we'll sing it with you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right. Disciple, draw the line. Who's going to draw the line? We're
going to
draw the line. I don't know how to...
Right here.
It's disciple, not discipline.
Oh, I didn't mean to put that. I just put what was ever...
Discipline.
Discipline.
Draw the line.
Draw the line.
I'm sorry. I'm not actually don't remember that at all.
Another crash.
We're not doing disciple.
Well, I just have
to... It's too close to Creed. Let's be honest. Let's be honest, Kevin. I love that, dude. So in the past four elections, we are in an election year. In the past four elections, presidential candidate Halloween mask sales have correctly predicted the election. How crazy is that?
Really?
Yeah. The Clinton mask outsold Bob Dole. The Bush mask outsold Gore and Kerry. And Obama mask outsold the McCain mask. So according to the Halloween mask... It has correctly predicted the last four presidents.
So
isn't that weird?
Yeah. So this is like the whole thing that Yo does. what would Manning do?
Yeah.
Like, for the his game?
Yeah.
Thing? This is, like, what would...
Well, it is October.
Yeah.
And with October comes Halloween, so, of course, it is time.
It is time.
Once again, for the presidential election masks to come out. Now, the last four elections, like I said, have been correctly predicted by their mask. So if you believe that Halloween mask sales are a predictor of elections and polls, Obama is running away with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he also has, like, a really... the face in his ears. That's what
you're
the
saying
mask-
he's a better Halloween mask.
Yes. Thank you.
According to the two biggest Halloween stores in the country, Spirit... which is, you know, yeah, where all your old favorite things used to be.
Yeah.
And then when they go out of business, that's where those pop up.
Exactly.
And buycostumes.com. Obama masks are significantly outselling Romney masks. Wow. Well, 38% more.
Honestly, I know the candidates. I know what they stand for and whatnot. But I can't picture Romney's face right now. So
he's the dude with the black hair and he's got like a gray line in it in the mask.
I don't know.
He looks like this.
Okay.
He just smiles a lot.
Osteen.
Hey. No. Similar, but different. Similarly different. But yeah, if we believe that, then presidential candidate Halloween mask sales are the identifier. Or it's just a better mask.
Yeah, I think it's just a better mask.
Yeah. Static.
Hi. I don't know if you guys have already done it, but just to encourage people to come out Friday night, why not do Poema?
Dude, there you go.
Ooh,
Poema.
That's a good
idea. That's right.
Idea.
They're going to be playing a CD release show this Friday at the Lobo Theater. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a really good idea.
That's a
good We've gotten
idea.
Some great suggestions this morning for Cover 2 Cover.
Indeed.
And we will definitely get to that here coming up.
In 15 minutes.
Are you going to go as a president for Halloween?
I might as well.
Which president are you going to go as?
What does that... Does it, like, mean
apparently,
that I have to choose that person?
Apparently, because according to this, the past four elections, presidential candidate Halloween mask sales predicted the election, so I'm assuming that that means if you go as that president, chances are you like that person, because my kids usually go as superheroes, their favorite superheroes.
Right,
which
right.
means if you go as that person, you like that person? I don't know.
I guess I'm just not going to go as one, because I don't want to cause problems.
I have no clue what I'm going to do this year.
You know, usually by now I've figured out what I'm going to be and
yeah.
I start getting my costume together. Like last year I was Peter Pan, appropriate because my hair was really short.
It was awesome.
And
mostly because Kelly went as Captain Hook.
Yeah.
And you guys were awesome.
It was amazing.
I don't know if me and Chrissy have ever actually done the matching costume thing. I don't remember.
The year before Kelly and I tried, I went as a clown,
uh-huh.
and he tried to go as a mime, just like, so we both have face paint on, and it was fun, except we ran out of face paint, and so it was like, really, and I didn't want to go, it was Halloween night, I'm not
right.
going out to buy more,
right?
Even though it's probably like 50% off at this point, but I didn't, and so it was like really like smudged on white paint, and so have you ever seen that YouTube video of like this little kid at a carnival, and a newscaster's like, so what's your favorite part about the carnival? There's all this stuff happening, there's face painting and all this other stuff, and he looks like a zombie because that's what he wanted his
right.
face paint. And the kid goes, "I like turtles." And so Kelly was like, "I like turtles, boy."
No way.
And so
way.
He went as that for Halloween.
He went as a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, I like
that
turtles.
Is the best.
It was amazing.
All right,
it was pretty great. So
see, I love costumes like that. Except you know what is that Vietnamese or no Korean rapper dude's name?
Psy?
You know,
Style.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going to go as that dude this year.
Yeah.
Everyone.
That'd be amazing.
So it's like original yet not. We got to come up with some original
yeah.
costumes
okay.
this year.
Okay. I haven't really thought about this. Last year was just so obvious that I'd be Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And it worked out in my favor.
Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yep.
We are 13 minutes away from Cover to Cover. Thrice is running away with it right now.
It totally
so
is.
We shall see. We shall see. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Some are making a name for themselves. Are you running from something, or did you come from nothing? Are you
Among savages,
with the cards that you've been dealt?
New York City, the track right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey. 8:54,
yeah.
which means we're coming up on Cover to Cover.
Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock, and the people have it.
They
on
have,
Facebook.
They have one.
Yeah. It's looking like we're going to do Major Minor. Latest from Thrice.
cover to cover.
It's really good.
It's a great record, and we got so many people requesting Thrice that I just felt like we had to go this route.
Did you also vote for Thrice in your mind?
Kind of.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't hear me wrong. I miss Thrice. I really do. But, you know, Dustin Kinster's been doing this modern post now, and it's totally different, and it's kind of changed things. Look at all the Thrices, yo.
There's five votes for Thrice.
And yeah, but look at all the light. Oh, that was your elbow.
I'm fine.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a weird morning.
It has.
It's Monday. Hey, want to invite everybody out tonight to Remedy. That's the church I attend.
Yeah?
Every Monday night, we do something called Steak Night for the dudes. You bring your own steak, you throw it on the grill, you watch Monday Night Football. It goes down every Monday night, 6:30 p.m. We'll post details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Cowboys, Bears tonight.
I won't be there.
No, of course you won't.
Because I'm not a boy.
No. You're like one of the guys, but that doesn't count.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Chrissy, she hung out for a minute, though.
But she's
with child,
baby boy.
So Brody was there. He's a dude.
Went to the first one. That's cool.
Kind of. For like 5 minutes. Long enough for me to grill up her steak and then let her eat and roll.
Get out.
Because it is kind of dinner time. But she's still a girl.
Yeah, it's true. You know.
But yeah, tonight, come hang out with us. We'll be rocking some steaks and watching football. Chilling.
That'll be fun.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. It's Cover to Cover. And this morning, we're going to be doing Thrice, Major Minor. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right. It is Monday morning, 9 o'clock, which means time for Cover to Cover. We do it every single Monday morning. You can get your suggestions in facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Got a lot of great suggestions. But
we really did.
This is they're not the winners.
Well, this one got the most votes. So I feel like, hey, what the people say.
They've
we'll go
spoken.
With the peeps. They have spoken.
But we are not playing spoken.
No, we're not. But if you'd like to get your suggestions in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey, while you're at it, hanging out online, send us your testimony. We are gearing up for something pretty rad coming up October 11th through the 13th. Static Decision 2012. It is our next big fundraiser for this station. We are listener supported. So here's the deal, bro. If you love Static Radio, tell us why you love it. Tell us what Static Radio has done in your life, how it has helped guide you toward Christ, whatever story you have about it. Let us know. And you can send us your emails to
studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's right.
studio@mystaticradio.com. No. We love reading them.
Yeah,
they're so
amazing. Everything that we've gotten. So, yeah.
Very encouraging.
I'm a fan of them.
Yeah.
So.
Them, their emails.
We heard from a listener in San Angelo this morning, Texas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moved out to San Angelo, saddened at the loss of Static in his life.
Yeah.
Gets to listen online randomly through the app when, you know, he actually has service in San Angelo. But yeah, tell us your stories, why you love Static Radio, and you can email them to studio@mystaticradio.com. All right, it is time. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, without further ado, it's Cover to Cover for Monday morning, Thrice, Major Minor in its entirety. Here it is, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So there you have it. Cover to Cover with Thrice, our latest record, Major Minor.
You're welcome. It's an amazing record.
Hey.
Album, CD.
Attitude, bro.
Whoa. Attitude what?
Calm down.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're welcome?
Yeah, you're welcome. Played that for you.
Wait, are you talking to me now?
No, I'm talking to anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Shh. Whoa.
Oh, sorry, we can't play it again. I'd love to just play the record over again.
Well, I guess.
Such a great record. However, it's still, I'm not going to lie, it bums me out when I listen to it because, you know, we're playing the modern post now. Dustin Kinster's new project on Mars Hill Music.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff, but it just bums me out that there's no Thrice because he's doing, you know, the modern post.
He's doing stuff for the Lord.
Oh, you don't think Thrice was for the Lord?
No.
You don't think he was doing for the Lord? Oh, really?
No.
Huh.
Just kidding.
That's funny.
I'm just kidding. You're being really crazy right now. You're being crazy.
Yeah?
No, you're fine.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Now it's time to say goodbye
to all our company.
I can't. Well, then I just have to sing Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I know. No, thanks. All right, we're it. We're out.
We're it.
We're it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.